Assalamu alaikum, Islam Wars. Peace and love. You on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, 7/28/21. I hope all is well with y'all as far as your mind, your mental state, your physical state, your spiritual state. Whether you're going through something or not, that's a part of life. That's a part of the lesson. So we learn things, you know, we keep moving on, and we do what we can in within the situation. You know, we do what we can do. What we can't do, then that's when our brothers and sisters are supposed to be there to aid and assist us. So that's what this is about. So we encourage each other to do the things that we can. And we also encourage and help each other to do the things that we can. That's what we need to do. That's this unifying and being together. Everybody all right out there? Man, I hope y'all all right, man, getting to your destination, or if you're traveling or you're already at your destination, man, staying safe, staying vigilant, too. There's a lot going on out there in the world, man. There's all kinds of craziness going on. You know, just stay vigilant with you and yours. Get to where you need to go. Go to your destination. Don't be playing around and stay, like I say, keep your eyes and ears open, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. And then get back to where you need to go. You know, stay in as much as possible. There's too much going on. There's too much misinformation going on. There's too much intentional plots and too many plots and schemers and provocateurs going on out there right now, man. So y'all know what time it is. So again, you on the morning trip with Studio Ron Bay, and as I usually do in here, I go into different things. I take reading from the prophet Noble Dwale. We can't have a day without that. We can't have a show without the prophet. That's the forefront of it all. And just understanding his mission, you know, to us here, our goals and our aims. So that's what this is about. I hope the brothers and sisters listening in and in penitentiaries know that you do have people out here working for you. But the key to it all is knowing thyself. And the same thing that got you in, the same thing that get you out, man. So, yeah, we are here for you in connection with the Legal Empowerment Group and our more consultation. So I want to take a reading this morning from the Holy Quran, the Noble. Yeah, the Holy Quran of the Moorish American. And I wanted to go into the Red Book, as we call it, the Mysteries of the Christ, Yahushua, his life, works, and teachings in India and Egypt. Okay. So, through the great prophet of El Hajj Sharif Abdul Ali in America. They who were against me 2,000 years ago are against me today, and those who were with me then are with me now. Yeah, that was the prophet said. These lessons for all those who love Yahushua, misnomered by the West is Jesus. Okay, chapter 2. It says, life works of Yahushua in Joseph's home at the age of 7 years. Now listen, folks. Y'all out there babysitting these children. And I'm just going to say it to you straight. Y'all out there babysitting these bright beings, these beings of light, these beacons of light. You out there allowing poison to go into them physically, spiritually, mentally, dimming their light. That's right. By the time they're 12, 13, you just dimming their light because you just putting them in darkness around you because you yourself don't know. You got to come out of her. You got to come out of her way, partake of her sin. That's what your book tell you. See? You know what book I'm talking about. Just come out of her ways or partake of her sin. So you're going to be a part of the punishment because it's written in your forehead. It's written in your hands. The mark of the beast is written all in your head. Yeah, your thoughts. It's all on your hands. It's what you do in your feet. They're going to bear witness against you. See, nobody, you know now. It's been pointed out to you. It's inside of you. It's genetically coded inside of your being, your spirit. That's your essence. That's who you are. It's inside of you. You know when you're wrong. You know you out of pocket. But, yeah, you insist to follow her ways. So now you have become a nigga. I'm going to say it like that because that's how they said it. You feel me? You have become a nigger, a negro, a black, a colored. You see what I'm saying? You've been represented to the world and packaged up. Now you got your pants sagging. They got a whole culture designed for you, but it's not yours. It's a black culture. So if you get into the defining what black is, what is black? Black is all these negative connotations dealing with black, huh? Well, let's see. Well, let's see, because that's what we do on the morning drill. Let's see what the old Random House got to say about this unabridged Random House got to say. This old 1966 book right here. Let me see what it got to say about black. Everybody want to be black. Yeah. Been blackballed, blacked out. Everybody want to be black. So let's see what it says about being black. What is black? Y'all got the color scheme. When I see a rainbow, I only never seen black in the rainbow. the spectrum of light. I ain't never seen the black in there. Have you seen black? Have you seen white in there? Oh, you seen white and black in the rainbow? Oh, yeah, what planet you was on? That's what I'm saying. Nobody seen it, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Yeah, hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Whatever language you speak and however you say it, you're all praises to Allah. Black, lacking hue. How you gonna lack hue? This is humanity. You are the human. You're the originator. How are you going to lack hue? That's the first thing it says, lacking hue. So we, Red Fox said it, that's when he used to tell people, you big dummy. Yeah, man, big old dummy. That's what we been, big old dummy. I'm going to Elizabeth. Yeah, going out of here right now off that. Lacking hue and brightness. Lacking hue and brightness, huh? That's what black starts off, that's what it means? Absorbing light without reflecting any of the rays. Composing it as the type on this page. So you can absorb light, but you can't reflect light, huh? Oh, is that why you in darkness? See, this is what black is. I didn't say it. Don't shoot the messenger. Yeah, go find out who Mr. Random and his family is. And go ask Mr. Random why they put this, say that about black people in there. B, okay, and it said 3, 2, wearing black or dark clothing, armor. 3, of, pertaining to, or belonging to an ethnic group characterized by dark skin pigmentation. Oh, that's what that mean now? Oh, now, so now you can put a whole broad bunch of people under a black term. Huh? You see how people getting taken out? Got people getting erased out of history. Now listen. Then it says B, pertaining specifically to the dark-skinned peoples of Africa, Oceania, and Australia, the Negritos, Papuans, Melanesians, and Australian Aborigines. But listen, key to that was it says Aborigines under there, right? But do you see how you've been blacked out? See, some people have been blacked out from right there. I wanted to show that with you. Because, as a matter of fact, we're going to go to white now. Now we're going to go to white. We're not going to discriminate. We're not going to discriminate because when they put the box on there, when they put the box out there, it says check what race you are. It says white and black. Like them, the only two people, if it is, that's a race card, what about the other people? Because these people around here don't categorize themselves as white or black. What about the Chinese? Huh? What about the East Indians? I need to come over here and do business. What about the Arabs that set up in the stores and every store that you go to? Huh? What they call themselves? What about the Mexican that's around here? Huh? Do we call themselves white or black? No, that's the only race around, huh? White or black, huh? Yeah. It's one race, the human race. So let's see what whites say. Let's get illuminated. Yeah, we ain't got nowhere to go. Y'all all right out there? Well, y'all got to go. We buying. Yeah, we buying, tied, whipping, dipping, man. Doing whatever you doing, kick back and get some information, and let's grow. White. Of the color of pure snow, of the margins of this page, reflecting nearly all the rays of sunlight or a similar light. 2, light, or comparatively light in color. 3, of human beings. Marked by slight pigmentation of the skin, especially caucasoid. Now you see how they trick you up. You see they get you in the dictionary. Now remember, somebody got to write something in history, right? Somebody has to write this. Now this is what Mr. Random put in. You can write a dictionary too. Yeah, you definitely can write a dictionary too. Now it goes to 4, dominated by or including only members of the white race. 5. Pallid or pale, as from fear or other strong emotion. 6, lacking color, resonance, warmth. 7, silvery, derived by snow. 10, radically conservative. So, this Mr. Random, okay, 25 going down and say, a hue completely desaturated by admixture with white, the highest value possible. 26, quality or state of being white. See, now, they you could go on and on. Now, let me get down here to where it goes to the African. See, Because I know for sure, I know for a fact. And if Mr. Random don't got it in here, that go to show you how the years change and how different dictionaries you gotta pull from different sources.
What is it in Africa?
Because white is in North Africa. White is could be from North African descent. See, they don't put that in this dictionary. So that was what the code was today. The code was today on the black and white code. Having you sign on to the race card. It's like saying, don't do it. Don't do it, brothers and sisters. Don't sign on to the race card when you go check that. And then they got other over there. They bogus, but at least you put something in there, right? Who are you? Yeah, put something in there. But who are you? And then the sister was talking yesterday. We keep going into this citizenry about U.S. citizenship. Who is a U.S. citizen and what is that? It's an artificial person. A U.S. citizen is an artificial person created by law. That's what it is. It's corporations. That's what U.S. citizenship is. Those are corporate beings. They're artificial. That's the only thing that could be artificial is corporations. So that's what it says in the dictionary, what a person is. So it says we have to always go into that. We have to go into the workshop of the mind. We have to use our tools. Our tools in the workshop of the mind, we use in the hammer. The hammer right now is what we keep nailing in to bring the truth home, to pound home the truth to ourselves. So person, a human being, one. So everybody know that. If you ask any so-called black person, what does a person mean? You can ask a third grader that. A person, they can point at you. And they say, you know, you and me, a person, a human being. Okay, that's the first dictionary, law dictionary. This is from Black's Law Dictionary. Okay. Person one, seventh edition, abridged. I like this one. I have this edition, because it has U.S. Constitution in the back of it, and we must stay in the constitutional fold. So this one says person, one, a human being. Then it says two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, so a person could be a human being, one, or two, it could be an entity such as a corporation that the law recognizes as having rights and duties as a human being. Why? Because it could sue, it could be sued, stuff like that. Okay. Okay, then it goes down and says under the next thing under it, it says artificial person. And then artificial person says an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Again, artificial person. An entity such as a corporation. Okay, we just established that a person, this number two, a person is an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by laws, having rights and duties of a human being. So now this artificial person says an entity such as a corporation created by law, and given certain legal rights and duties as a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Well, I be damned, Barney. What? Yeah, okay, that's what it said right there. Yeah, I'll be damned, Barney. That's what it just said right there. You mean to tell me them Nicholas are artificial beings? You mean that them good old, boy, we did the trick on them, didn't we? I say, Jim, we damn sure did. Yeah, we did the trick on them. They run around here like Ted. See, I had to tell you, remember Ted? Y'all saw the movie, we laughed with old Ted. They made another one. We just laughed with old Ted. He was funny. He was doing little dances, shaking his wee-wee. He even got some. Yeah, he had his girlfriend. He was smoking his little herb and everything. He was, how they say, he was talking shit, swallowing spit. That's what old Ted was doing. Well, guess what? Ted had his day in court. He had to go see them folks. Now, you know them folks out on the highways and byways, man, trying to pull people over, man, the more policy enforcers, man. They trying to get you some way to put a suit on you, put a lien, claim, get some, extort you out of some kind of fees and fines. Yes, sir. So they got old Ted in court. Yeah, put old claim on Ted. Ted went to court. They told Ted, sit your ass down, Dad. That's what they told Ted. You're an artificial person.
They said, sit on down, man. You ain't recognized like Mike Barlow. They told him, just like this thing says, you're an entity such as created by law and given certain legal rights and duties as a human being. Right. So that's what they told him. And it's also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, morale person, legal entity. So, yeah, Ted didn't have no legal ground. They're like, man, you could do all this stuff what you're doing. We see all that, but understand you're just an artificial person, man. So that's what citizenship is. When you give up when you get citizenship and you're a citizen, you're an artificial person. Okay. Now it says natural person. Excuse me. So what is a natural person? Now, everybody knows what a natural person is. They say, you say, well, I'm a natural person, but what does that mean? What does that entail? Ooh, that Dasani, you know, is good. I don't know what y'all be drinking, but I just drink it. Dasani be good. The other stuff I be drinking, ooh, sometimes you get out there, man, you just need it, but it ain't be nothing. Natural person. A human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Again, a natural person. A human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. How do you distinguish that? That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to distinguish yourself from the fact that there's everything here is artificial person, except the ones who distinguish that fact. If you don't distinguish that fact, you're presumed to be artificial. You're presumed to be Ted, especially if you are Negro, Black, colored, African-American. Yeah, because that's the way that you have been enslaved. You have been kept under the iron hair impression of Rome, of the pale-skinned nations of Europe, just like in Yahushua time. The same people that was against me then is against me now. The same people that's with me now is with me now. You under the same time. They was governing Europe was governing the portion of Palestine at that time. They still in Palestine, Syria. That's the land of Moab. They still over there. Do you know your geography? Okay, then. They still over there in that portion. But is that the portion that they were talking about, or is this portion? But we still here because we still on the pages of time. Okay, that's why Yahushua had to come again in the form of Noble Jew Ali. That's why he came to these shores, to show you at home. You thinking you at home, whether you at home or abroad, you at home. What he came to tell you, came back and gave that demonstration to you. You see, let the truth be out. Truth be out. So when the keys was handed over, you know, the agents made sure that they made their move. So now here we are today. And we got to get on point and escalate it. The prophet already did his work. We all got work to do, and we all going to leave the physical form. It's about what you do while you're here in the physical form. What seed you plant in Mother Earth? Well, she a womb. She show you that. Yeah, you see what you come out of the womb? Look what you was. Look what you went in the womb as. A worthless piece of fluid. That's what the Quran say. You went in as a worthless piece of fluid. Some people jack off and throw it on the toilet. That's right, on a towel. That's what you went into the womb as. But look what you came to be. Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah. Yeah, I give all praises to Allah for that. Yeah, think, people. Think. That's what this is about. Yeah, you came from a worthless piece of fluid. Yeah, you jack off and masturbate all the time with that. Yeah, and look what you became. And on top of that, you would beat all odds to get in here. All them millions and billions of sperm that shot out of all of those, you were the one. Yeah, you swam upstream and you were the one. You out-thunk them, you out-swim them, you out-hooked and crooked them. You bing-bing like you was playing Pac-Man. Yeah, you did them. You was making sure the ghost didn't get you because you wanted to come alive. And here you are. And what you do with it when you get here, you squander it. You throw it away. You treat it as if it's nothing. Because you don't realize your essence. You've been dumbed down, been blacked out, nationless, stateless, a stateless being, You have nowhere for grievance. When anybody, any seat at the table that was there for you for grievances, the red, white, and blue flag is represented. That's not your native mother flag. That's not the flag of your people. How you going to have a jury of your own peers? You would never have it, of course. You don't understand what's going on around you. You listening to The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. You know, you can tap in at Legal Empowerment Group. Our websites are legalempowermentgroup101.com and almoreconsultationllc.com. Leave your name. Leave your email address. Leave a comment. We'll get back at you. We do credit repair, credit builders, put AUs on, know how to really go clean up your credit quick. We do stuff like that. We teach you about yourself so you can get from beyond that. But the day-to-day living, a lot of people don't understand when you go too deep and too far. But I want you to understand how you was blacked out, how you was kept in bondage. They freed the slaves. They freed the slaves. If they could free you, they can enslave you again. It's just why what happened. See? Everything you've been taught has been taught by the same person that's been had their foot on your neck for all these years. And you love them to death. And nothing's bad for that. The prophet said you got to teach us to love, not to hate. That's what Yahushua came to demonstrate, love, not hate. See, you can't get on top and then treat them bad. The prophet said, treat your fellow man when you get on top. Treat the European good. That's your fellow man. He said, that's your fellow man. Okay? So understand that. You got to understand that. Can't go eye for eye. You get on top and do somebody wrong. It's yours to rule and govern. L's and Bays. It's yours to govern. So, you know, we got to take our rightful place. That's what it's about, being the constitutional foe, understanding what's the supreme law of the land. Get some of this water, which is the Constitution. National principles and the constitutional foe, a Moorish paradigm. So I'm going to give it to you from the Constitution. Article 6. Okay. This Constitution, I'm going to go to the second part, then I'm going to go back and start it from the beginning because I don't want to get off track of where I'm at, because I will quickly. Okay. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So, all the constitutions are stacked up to this. Everybody takes the oath of affirmation to this in their offices. Now, whether they're subverting that or not, it's up to the people who are supposed to be constitutionally bold and constitutional teachers themselves to make sure the morale principles are being upheld. Islam. See, that's how you the Moor. See, that's how you're more. You're more man because you know the Constitution and you stand on it and make sure everybody else. And then nobody can demonstrate higher than that. Demonstrate higher than the you throw it up all the time when you salute. When you throw up your five, your love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Do you understand it? Do you understand the five-pointed star? Do you understand the flag? With the red and the five-pointed, the green five-pointed star in the center. So that's that. Okay. So this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state. Again, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state. Again, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state. To the contrary, notwithstanding. That means it ain't no good. If it don't line up to this, this is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. With that said, let's speed along. Okay, so as we speed along and sing the same song, all around the world, same song. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. OK, Okay, same song, man. It's just the same old song. 1865. They freed the slaves, huh? Mm. Okay, the institution of slavery was dismantled. The institution of slavery as it was constructed then. But now here comes the reconstruction. The reconstructed, like reconstructed history, here comes the reconstruction right now. They have to go in the think tank. See, they had to fight and go all this fighting with each other over the conditions of slavery. See, you couldn't just keep a person in physical bondage. The world is looking. Same reason you go queen and say, hey, these people over there are doing wrong to their people, man. Saddam is bringing these people on. Muammar Gaddafi is doing this to his people over there. Regime change. You got to get them out of there. Democracy, man. People got to treat people right. So they go over there, boom, 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 do what they do with those guys. But right here, he was doing the same thing. So what you had to do was you had to polish up your coat. You have to tick off the, you know, the rugged tree and hanging people in trees and all that. The world looking, this is too much production. You already got their land. It's one thing you just bringing people for labor. No, you already got their land. That means you got all the resources, the coal, the mineral, the copper, the tin, the diamonds, the platinum. Oh, you didn't know that was here? You didn't know this was the land of milk and honey, huh? Oh, why you think they're rural powers? Oh, because you're looking everywhere else for Africa. You're looking for Africa and the place where they're going to get the diamond. It makes you look everywhere else but home. But I live and see the trains pass by every day moving stuff. Some of them, you don't know what's in them. Sometimes you'll see them with the coal. They had a coal run. You don't know what's going down the train tracks. They pulling stuff out of here left and right. So you got the people resources already. You're not compensating them for the resources or the work. So you just get, that's how wealth is being amassed. Man, when you drive through the plains of Texas and some of these places, man, these back of these roads and these train tracks, who you think had to go out there and lay that down, forced under free labor for them so they could do trade and commerce and move their products that they're extracting out of the land? You haven't even been compensated. So anyway, 1865, the institution of all that was dismantled. That means the slave names went out. That means slave master, yes, the master boss, all that went out. Yeah, that now you're supposed to come to yourself and be yourself. You're supposed to proclaim to the world, okay, here I am, I'm home. But the thing about that is you have been boop, bamboozled, whooped, hoodwinked, taught so wrong, long, that you thought you were who you were. It's the eagle in the chicken coop. It's the parable of the eagle in the chicken coop. So the eagle that was raised in the chicken coop thought he was a chicken, little chick chick. That's right. So you sit around and you think you are who you are. You black and you proud. Say it loud. So the little moves you done made and now you over to wiggle and walk around. I'm free now, boss, but you're not free. But see, the black coal laws are still on you. See, the black coal laws of 1724, Google that and see what they were initiated by and who and why and for. And then you read the Sundry C. Moore's Act. From South Carolina, the state records of South Carolina, how they in 1789, how they didn't want it. They put it on record that if they got convicted of any, if they was guilty of anything, for to not put them under the Negro Act that was in a law, in effect. You see, because it's Negro code, so that's why the policy enforcers, which you call the police, are always in your neighborhood. They're there for a reason for you. They're there to take you down. Yeah, that's what they're there for. They're there to control you, keep you in apartheid. You didn't know, apartheid was here? Oh, you thought it was in South Africa. You didn't think about northwest of Mexico, northwest Africa, and southwest Africa. Yeah, it's in South Africa, too. But this southwest Africa, oh, you didn't know that, huh? Yeah, North Africa is where Morocco, our head, our kingdom, where we created it, and Tripoli, Libya, and all that. But this Northwest Africa, they didn't teach you that in school, huh? Or Northwest of Mexico, Southwest of Mexico. You at home with the adjoining islands, Central America, Mexico, and the adjoining islands. Oh, you didn't know that, huh? Oh, the big omen, the kids, huh? You didn't know that. Who them look like, huh? Who them lips look like? Who them nose look like? Bear witness. I bear witness one came to us. Tell her to wake up and understand you at home and then get you a piece of this land that's yours already been left for you. That the land's already been laid down. All you got to do is stand up. What you scared of? We pick up these weapons of mass destruction and put them against ourselves instead of using our minds. Using our minds means work together, unity, pulling to get our resources. We live in the same house and don't even know how to do that. Ain't that something? In the same house, going through the same struggle with everybody on individual paths. on individual economic paths, not even pooling their money together, understanding how to pay the bills in the house and put their money together and save over here and invest over here and do this. See? Then you're passing it on junk to the children don't know nothing. See, if you work together, you wouldn't have to go get a job because you got enough of us to work together. We could create our own empire. But we don't think like that because we've been trained to be in servitude, to work for people, and you would get your pie in the sky afterwards when you just plain old rich and just don't know it. That's what the prophet told us. You just plain old rich and don't even know it. It's already yours. You at home. You're the aboriginal indigenous. You're the oldest people on the planet. Your DNA said, go test that. Go test that fact out. It's already proven. Wachita already to prove that. Yamasi. You know what that is in your blood? You know you got that in your blood? Yeah. Wachita. Yeah, you know you got that in your blood? Okay. Talk about you Indian. That's what you've been saying all these years, black folk. Oh, I'm Indian. I got Indian in me. And you created. You're the originator. This is not India. So if they called the people here Indians, they was calling them the wrong name. This is not India. Do you know geography? Do you know where the maps and places in the world are? So obviously they called the people the wrong thing. Did they do it intentionally or by mistake? I think they did it intentionally to change up the course of history, huh? So you wouldn't identify with this place, and you think that you was drug here and bought here. So you would never try to stake a claim of your own. And by the way, reparations for black people ain't going to look like much. They could give everybody $5,000. They'd be happy right now. If they say, hey, man, we're going to give y'all some reparations, man, a stimulus, man, a $5,000, man, for our part in slavery. Man, y'all would be so happy. Oh, man, thank old Massa. Thank you, Massa Boss. Ooh, y'all be throwing a party, gigging, out drinking your gin and juice and your syrup and all your, you go spend all your money, go give it back to them. You go get all the stuff, go buy all they Donna Karens and Sean John, I mean all they clothes, Gucci, and yeah, you go give it all back to them and be broke. Then you go turn back on each other. Then you go turn back to eating each other. And you're just good and nice. You're just good and nice. It's good that you got a good loving spirit. But what about self and kind? We hate self and kind. That's what we turn on. We hate to look in the mirror. We get dressed up, put on all our dress stuff, and we act like we think we like what the way we see there. You can't when you see your brother and sister starving and doing wrong, don't have information, and you don't even give them information. It ain't about rolling down your window all the time or giving people some money. It's about giving people some information, directing them somewhere, directing them towards some light, something that'll stimulate their mind, their being. You was in the same darkness before, too. Still are. So the 13th Amendment, okay, 1865, this is the abolishment of the institution of slavery. It says neither slavery nor, y'all all right out there? Man, you on the morning drip of Sooty Mon Bay. I got to make sure y'all all right, man. Ooh, take a breath. Let me get this sip of this water. I got to make sure y'all all right now. You know, we're dealing with national principles and the constitutional foe, man, the Moorish paradigm, man. You feel me? Who are these Moors, man? Why they overthrew these Moors, man? Why these people conspired to overthrow these Moors? Man, they must have really been on something, man. Yeah, man. When you could talk to a person that constitutional fold and keeping a person right, man. That's hard on the person they ain't trying to do right, who trying to scheme and plot and extort people, you know, and tax people. And yeah, that ain't good for business. Yeah, you in the way of business, man. Somebody try to knock you off because like I said, coming to the block, shortstopping. You getting in the way. I'm out here trying to sell this whatever I'm doing, and you coming in the way, man. Man, that stuff ain't no good, man. Don't do that, man. Hey, don't do that here, man. Well, man, they go, hey, man, excuse me. You need to get out the way, man. You want to sort our business. You know, they go tell you whatever, and they go do something to you. They ain't gonna do something to you right there. They go find you somewhere. They ain't gonna find you at all. So that's what you up against. You feel me? But are you who do you fear? Who do you fear? That's the thing about it. So you got to get the information out there. You got to know. You got to know what was going on. You have been created. You have been created. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. Ain't that something? Okay. Well, yeah, you've been created. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So, you know, that's what's going on. So 13th Amendment, 1865, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Again, listen what they said. Section 1, this is 1865. This is the hey, freedom slavery clause. 1865. Now, this is an amendment, okay? This is an unconstitutional amendment, but it is an amendment. You have to understand constitution conventions to understand that, whether they convene or not, and understand those things. But nevertheless, it's here, and it's here for us to analyze. And it says, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. Involuntary servitude would be working in prison. You got to get up. If you don't go to work, we're going to put you in the hole. So you go to work. Some prisons, they pay you. Some states, they don't. Some feds, they're going to pay you. But they're going to pay you so little that it's involuntary servitude because you might make 15 cents, 20 cents an hour. If you're lucky, a good old boy, or you got a good position, you know, you might get $1 an hour. So, yeah. So that's involuntary servitude. You don't want to go there, but you got to work. Okay. So neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime. Okay, so what happened? Let's understand there. A crime scene had to be set. Somebody set a crime scene, y'all. And we're going to find out who set this crime scene up because slavery and servitude is going on. Prison is big business. Whoa, that's big business. Both private and publicly. Yeah, big bonds. Woo, big bonds. And I bear witness to that because the bond that was tied to my case, the bond that my case was tied to was over $13 billion in assets. So if you think it's a game, dig that. And the bond that my case was tied to was from 1992, and the case number that I had tracked it down from didn't happen way after that. So they already had something set up from prior, you dig? So that's the depth of what's going on. Okay, so neither slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So they set up a crime scene. They already had the black codes in effect since 1724. So they already knew, they already had the black codes. Everything you do was a crime. Under the black codes, you couldn't bit bop apart. Anywhere you go, hey, nigga, where you going, nigga? I mean, you can't drink over here. You can't sit over here. You can't eat over here. You come outside your little area, they out there waiting. Hell, they come in the area, they running people down. You know how the scene goes, apartheid. Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Well, hold on, because the brothers and sisters, especially in the pen and all the stuff going through Congress, like, man, wait on Congress, see what Congress will do. Well, how hell? We just figured out who the new slave owner is. Congress, the new slave owner, because it just said, slavery can't exist or involuntary servitude can't exist except if you punishment for crime. And then it just says, Section 2, that Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, meaning that they're going to make the law that enforces this. Hold up. Did you hear me? That's what it means. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress is going to make the law that's going to be enforced you. So this is going to enslave you. Oh, now, 3 years elapsed before this next amendment. In this 3 years, still from this 1865, ain't nobody woke up and declared, proclaimed, hey, we're home, here we are. Huh, that's what you're supposed to do. But go back to your rights, claim your estate, your vast estate. Go back to your rightful self. Yeah, in propria persona sui juris. Yeah, in your own proper person, your own right mind. So in 1868, the 14th Amendment comes to Section 1, all persons. They go to word persons. We just defined it. There's human beings, and then there's entities, corporations, what they call artificial persons. So there's human beings, which would be a natural person, and you have to distinguish yourself from the artificial person, which is created by law and given certain rights and privileges as a human being. To me, it's a fictitious person, Ted. Remember Ted and Ted 2. We went over that, all right? So it says all persons. It doesn't define persons. But you and I just define what person is. So now we understand. We're no longer hoodwinked, bamboozled. We understand. So Section 1 says all persons. So born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Well, that's the reason you're paying tax, because of those clauses, because you're claiming 14th Amendment citizenry under the persons clause. But you're not that person. That's what you're supposed to distinguish yourself and say, I'm not an artificial person, I'm a natural person. That's why you're being taxed. So you was made a citizen. You was forced citizenry, but everybody else has to go through immigration and nationality through the naturalization process, has to come through here, has to go through a questionnaire, has to have a nationality, a land mass that identifies, well, hey, it's no mutts. People don't accept mutts. You don't accept mutts in your own community. You throw rocks at mutts. You kick them in the butt. They be curred. They run with their tail tucks. They eat crap. They go in the garbage. Yeah, they don't, you know, they mix with all kinds of different stuff. Yeah, they're stateless. Nobody protects them. Until the kennel gets them, go put them to sleep and cut them up and turn them into some food that they feed you. Yeah, or something like that. So that's what the person, the 14th Amendment person is. That's why you're being taxed. But taxation without representation. There's no representation. Who representing the blacks? It's a dead state. It's stateless. If they massacred you, nobody would come to your rescue, just like how they did us in Oklahoma. If they massacre us right now, who will come to your rescue? You blacked out. Everybody knows that you're chattel property under the black codes, the black tag, I should say, Negro, black, colored, African American. How can you change? Huh? How can you change? I've never been to Germany that I know in this form, but guess what? Every time I see a German Shepherd, that's what I call it. I don't care what state I've been in, what city I've been in. Every time I ever seen a German Shepherd, I identify it as a German Shepherd. I don't call it a Oklahoma Shepherd. I don't call it a California Shepherd. I don't call it an Oregon Shepherd. Wherever you be, you just say, hey, that's a German Shepherd. His pedigree, his bloodline is intact. How are you a Negro? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Some years go by. Oh, now you black. Damn, y'all, we can't be called Negro no more. Quit calling me Negro, man. I ain't Negro no more. I'm black. Now I've been calling you Negro for 10 years, man. Now I got to call you black. So I got to go some more. I'm trying to remember to call you black. And by the time I get to remember to call you black, man, you colored. What's up, my nigga? Man, I ain't no nigga. I'm black, my nigga. Black, bro. Black man. No, colored. Yeah, you colored. Time go on. You colored now. You running around colored. The identity changing too. You bleaching your skin. You don't know whether you want to wear the afro or conk your hair now. You conking your hair. You colored. Color scheme in effect. Being afro. Afro-American came. He was Afro-American. He's rocking the afros, holding your hands up. Say it loud. Cracking them proud all day. Yeah. Afro-American. Ain't African-American. So these are these amendments, this citizenry. We got to understand what type of citizens out there, and you got to understand that and start getting into this Constitution and understand what's going on. That's what you got to do. You got to get your children. You know, you got to get your turdens in the country. That's how they say it. That's how my folks in the country be saying, turdens. They said chicken turkin. I listen. What you saying? They tell me I talk proper. So, yeah, you got to get your children to understand and learn the Constitution. You need to have a Constitution in your house. You need to have black law dictionaries, the oldest ones as possible, fourth, third, whatever edition, second, what you can afford to get. You need to get those. You need to have John's Bouvier's law dictionaries in your arsenal. You know, you need to have things like that in there. You need to have those constitutions. You need to learn those things. So I'm going to go into the reading. This is the reading from the book to finish off for the day of the 7th, chapter 2. I thank y'all for joining today. We're going to finish off with the prophet, with his life works of Yahushua in Joseph's home at the age of 7 years. Told you, we're holding back our children. We're holding them back, thinking you're holding them down till they're 18. 18? Man, King Tut was ruling the empire at 12. What y'all doing? What type of children y'all raising? Man, I don't want mine in the house till 18. I don't want nobody around like that 18 years. I don't want nobody around me that long. You got to get up, get out, and go get something to add on to this. Yeah, you got to add on to degrees. I should have put plenty of degrees in you by then for you to go out and do something. Huh? Alhamdulillah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Let me know.
Life work, chapter 2, Life Works of Yahushua in Joseph's home at the age of 7 years. The home of Joseph was on Marmion Way in Nazareth. Here Mary taught her son the lessons of Elihu and Salome. And Yahushua greatly loved the Vedic hymns and the Avesta. But more than all, he loved to read the Psalms of David and the pungent words of Solomon.
Okay. Again, so I'm going to start back over. I had to check. I was just looking to make sure.
The home of Joseph was on Marmion Way in Nazareth. Here Mary taught her son the lessons of Elihu and Salome. And Yahushua greatly loved the Vedic hymns and the Avesta, but more than all, to read the Psalms of David and the pungent words of Solomon. The Jewish books of prophecy were his delight, and when he reached his 7th year, he needed not the books to read, for he had fixed in memory every word. Joshim and his wife, grandparents of Yahushua, made a feast in honor of the child, and all their near of kin were guests. And Yahushua stood before the guests and said, I had a dream. And in my dream, I stood before the sea upon a sandy beach. The waves upon the sea were high. A storm was raging on the deep. Someone above gave me a wand. I took the wand and touched the sands, and every grain of sand became a living thing. The beach was all a mass of beauty and song. I touched the waters at my feet, and they were changed to trees and flowers and singing birds, and everything was praising Allah. And someone spoke. I did not see the one who spoke. I heard the voice which said, there is no death. Grandmother Anne loved the child. She laid her hand on Yahushua's head and said, for all those who do not know, Yahushua is Jesus, which you call misnomer is Jesus. Grandmother Anne loved the child. She laid her hand on Yahushua's head and said, I saw you stand beside the sea. I saw you touch the sand and the waves. I saw them turn to living things. And then I knew the meaning of the dream. The sea of prophetess. The sea of life rose high. The storms are great. The multitude of men are idle, listless, waiting like dead sands upon the beach. Your wand is truth. With this you touch the multitude. And every man becomes a messenger of holy light and life. Come to Allah. You teach the waves upon the sea of life, their turmoils, you touch the waves upon the sea of life, their turmoils cease. The very winds become a song of praise. There is no death, because the wand of truth can change the driest bones to living things and bring the loveliest flowers from stagnant ponds and turn the most discordant notes to harmony and praise. Joshim said to my son, today you pass the 7th milestone of your way of life, for you are 7 years of age, and we will give to you as a remembrance of this day whatever you desire. Choose that which will. Suleiman Bey, thank y'all for coming through. Please come again.